This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin leads the nation in hourly wage growth. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin workers saw their paychecks go up as much as 7.9% in February compared to last year. Workers in the Milwaukee area were making as much as $35 an hour. The median yearly salary in Wisconsin is about $47,000. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekaman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders. Brian Schimming is chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Kamala Harris has never won, ever, a single presidential primary or caucus, ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde asks if Harris helped hide President Biden's decline from the public. The search is on for a new president at Marquette University. The Board of Trustees is looking for someone to take over after Michael Lovell died last month. Lovell led Marquette for more than 10 years. The new president will be Marquette's 25th leader. The national search will be closed and confidential. A Manitowoc factory is settling with the state of Wisconsin over air pollution. The owners of Carry Red Arrow Liquid Smoke will pay $85,000 for breaking a number of air pollution laws. Among other things, the state attorney general accused plant operators of not operating pollution control equipment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County Board supervisor gave up his seat to become the temporary chief of the county. The Racine County Board unanimously approved the appointment of Thomas Roanhaus as interim county executive last night. To take the role, he had to resign as the 18th district supervisor. Roanhaus has a 15-year track record in county public service, including roles as county board supervisor and chairman. The interim executive will serve until December 19th, when a special election will determine the new county executive. It's a result of the untimely passing of Jonathan Delagrave. Instead of finishing work on a concrete driveway, two contractors were taken to jail. The Caledonia Police Department says they were called last week to a home for the report of a possible traveler scam on Windale Drive. Three suspects from Illinois, including one previously deported, were arrested for improperly installing a driveway for an elderly victim. The suspects, claiming to work for Allstate Paving and Masonry, were taken to the Racine County Jail with criminal charges recommended. Mount Pleasant has filled a hole. The village board has selected David Karras to serve as the new trustee number one. His appointment will last until the current term expires in April of next year. The move follows John Hewitt's resignation in May. A boat explosion on Lake Michigan near Waukegan has left two people seriously injured. Rescue teams responded to the scene near North Point Marina, where a Good Samaritan had already taken the victims to shore before they were taken to the hospital. Deputies found a powerboat engulfed in flames, which burned for about 90 minutes before sinking. The cause of the explosion is under investigation. There's been a plan going around for a development around the interstate exit in Summers. Now, according to the Milwaukee Business Journal, a hotel has brought forward plans to be a part. A new 107-room hotel has been proposed as part of the Summers Gateway development. The hotel would be part of a larger 25-acre project that includes plans for a gas station, convenience store, and two restaurants. That would be near E in the East Frontage Road. The Racing Pigs make their first runs at the Racine County Fair this afternoon. The theme this year at the fair is Stars and Stripes, with a monster truck show, a demo derby, and a rodeo taking over the grandstand during the run. The event in Union Grove runs through Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley.
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Base hit back up the middle. Bryce Terang gets it done. Two strikes, two outs, no big deal. All that early work pays off.
And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee 1, Chicago nothing. Bryce Terang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know. But, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. And, you know, it feels good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Top Gun, prepare to get even fannier. Glenn Powell spilled the beans during a July 22nd episode of the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, where he told listeners that the third installment in the Top Gun franchise will happen. Powell says he has a start date. When asked for more details, however, Powell said he would not give them. As usual, everything hinges on the availability of Tom Cruise. Let's be honest, everything in the world hinges on Tom Cruise's availability. Joker Foley Adu has some big shoes to fill, not from the original Joker from 2019, but from the trailer that just dropped. According to the New York Post, in the trailer, Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga put on a bloody show as they danced through Arkham Asylum. The new Joker deals with a trial making the Joker face the consequences due to his actions in the previous film. Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn. The film is set to hit theaters October 4th. Here's a retro Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch. I've been reworking my way through Richard Linklater's Sunset Trilogy. Just brilliant. I just finished the second installment before Sunset, and not only does it hold up over time, I think I like it even better. The film follows Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy in their quirky, unconventional relationship. It is definitely worth a watch or a rewatch. Here is a blockbuster spotlight pick for this week. Deadpool and Wolverine opens July 26th. This will be the third installment in the Deadpool franchise from Marvel and is expected to keep the box office steam going for another weekend. Will it overtake Twisters for the number one spot at the box office? It's the heavyweight bout of the summer, but in this case, the people will decide. How's that for democracy? Word on the street is there was supposed to be a kiss between Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones at the end of the new blockbuster film Twisters. The kiss got cut because producers thought it was too cliche. The final decision to cut the kiss? It came from Steven Spielberg. That's right, the king of the blockbuster himself robbed romantics of that final blockbuster moment. Would a kiss have brought in more than $80 million? No one seems to care. The New York Post reports that Conan O'Brien was jealous when his ex, Lisa Kudrow, would talk about how funny Matthew Perry was while on the set of Friends. Conan and Lisa good-naturedly discussed his jealousy on a recent episode of his podcast called Conan Needs a Friend. Conan said he got defensive because he thought he made Kudrow laugh a lot, but that didn't stop Kudrow from insisting Perry was hilarious. My biggest take from this story? I had no idea Conan and Lisa Kudrow dated. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could catch an isolated shower this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today. Our high 74 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 63. Tomorrow, sunshine 76 by Friday. Sunny, a little more humid with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.